Joining me in the Catalyst studio is Phil Graham, who is the president of the St. Pete Downtown Waterfront Parks Foundation, as well as one of the co-authors of the 1986 Downtown Waterfront Parks Master Plan. It's good to see you.
You too.
Let's start with just a quick overview of what the foundation is and why it exists, and what your what its mission is.
Well, thanks, Joe. I'm delighted to be here, by the way. And I wanted to explain basically where we started and why we started. I'm a fourth generation Pioneer family member here, raised here in St. Petersburg. And my dad's photographic studio was right where the Ovation building is currently. And every day after school, I would play in the park. That was really my playground. And over the years, I've done many things within the park and been a civic proponent, City Beautiful Commission, and a number of things to keep the parks looking good. But in 2010, there was the 100-year celebration of the founding of the waterfront parks. And that was a real epiphany for me, because I worked on that committee and just realized how many people in this city truly are passionate about our waterfront parks. We had tremendous volunteer effort. We had wonderful participation in all that we did. And that hit home with me, that the parks were not only important to me as a person, they were really important to our community. Then in 2008, we had the recession. That caused a depletion in a lot of the funds that were used to maintain the parks. And around 2011, 12, I decided that the parks were looking really pretty shabby, and to no fault of the city, but they just didn't have the funds to keep them up. So I founded a group of folks that were passionate about the parks and started the Waterfront Parks Foundation to preserve, protect, and promote the waterfront parks. And that's where we got started. So in 2012, we set up a board of advisors and turned into the board of directors of constituents in the nearby area, the downtown area, the chamber, the Vinoy, members of the member from the museum, the yacht club, residents downtown, so forth, to build a constituency that would have the passion to maintain and enhance the waterfront parks. There's also, we realized at that time that there was a lot of pressure on the parks to develop them. Areas of the parks that were moving towards expansion or additional parking or other elements that really degraded the green space parkland portion of the parks. And so we set up our foundation as a volunteer group to work with City Council, with the City of St. Petersburg, and particularly the Parks Department. We went before Council and got their blessing on the group. And really, it was a support group started to enhance and preserve the waterfront parks and their green open space.
That's great, thank you. And talk to us a little bit about how that actually expresses itself. So what is, when different things come before City Council, or when there are plans like, in recently in the news, the marina, how does the foundation step in and what kind of advocacy are you doing? What kind of research are you doing? How does it actually work?
Right. We have a number of committees that we've formed over the years here since we started. But our primary goal was to get the parks looking better. And I worked with Mike Jeffress, who was the parks director at the time, now the parks administrator, to work out maybe a better solution for understanding that the waterfront parks are the gem of our city. They are arguably the greatest asset of our city. And the reason so many people come here, the reason, and they it's probably one of the most talked about things. Whenever I travel, I ask, you know, find out from St. Pete, those who have been here, they say, oh, that's a city with a great waterfront park downtown. So it's not the shop owners or the shopping or the, you know, this or that that they remember. They remember the waterfront parks. And so I believe it is our city's greatest asset. We were able, through Mike's help and our realization that the parks were special, that allowed him to build a better funding capability for the maintenance of the parks. Before this time, before the time of the waterfront parks establishment, monies were allocated across the board for all the parks in St. Petersburg. There was no hierarchy for a special park. And so that changed with our work with the city, and they were able to get greater funding for the waterfront parks in the overall scope of things. And therefore, the maintenance went way up, and the parks began to look beautiful once again. In the 80s, they were quite extraordinary. Flowers everywhere, and that all declined through the years. And now that's back with the help of some of our donors, particularly one particular donor family who is now giving us money for the planting of floral groupings throughout the park system, and primarily 4th Avenue and Beach Drive and 3rd Avenue, the Coffee Pot Bayou and North Shore area, and then areas along the beach, the bayfront, along the on the northeast side of Elva Rouse Park, in that area. So our committees are varied. One of the big problems we have in our parks is the abundance of utilities. They're utility blight is what I call it, and it's they're everywhere. Backflow preventers and all kinds of utility boxes, you know, would be power company and so forth. Now, some of those certainly are necessary, but some of them actually have been abandoned and should be removed. So we've got a committee that does working on that. We've got a committee on lighting on the benches. We have a committee for a swing. We're going to introduce the first swing for the parks, and it will be a prototype, and we're going to put it in at no cost to the city, and test it, see if people like it, and if they do, we'll have more installed. So we're doing all kinds of things for the parks, but I think our primary role here recently has been the advocacy for the parks. The parks can't say anything, so we have a group of truly passionate people that are advocates for the sensible development of the park system and maintenance of it.
Hugely valuable. Thank you for doing that, and love the little breaking news tidbit in there and the big swing coming. So we'll look forward to getting some photos of that. One of the things in the news recently is the marina and the redevelopment plan and the new group hired to do that work. And you've been involved with them. You've been working with them for a couple of months, specifically around some of the green elements. So can you talk a little bit about your journey with regard to the marina development?
Yes, thank you. The Safe Harbor development company is proposing marina redevelopment. Our focus has always been from the board of directors to deal with the parkland portion of their plan. And the parkland portion really is Demon's Landing. In the initial plan that they presented to the city, there was a major swath of parkland that was relocated. It was, the parkland was dug into on the north side, and parking was put there, and then they moved some green space over to the marina side. This was really quite unacceptable to the Waterfront Parks Foundation and should be for the rest of the, to the rest of the city. So we spoke up, and after that, we were in correspondence and dialogue with Safe Harbor and the city, and we had several meetings and went through several iterations of plans to mitigate the impact, negative impact on Demon's Landing Park. And we got up to Concept D, which is the latest iteration, which satisfied most of our concerns. We never dealt with the marina at all. It was not part of our scope and not part of our interest, and we did not opine on the marina itself. So there is no, our focus really is the park land. So as time developed, we sent a letter in to to Mr. Finch, who was the representative for Safe Harbor, saying that indeed we're here at Concept D. We're mainly satisfied with that, but they had to meet three major criteria before we would approve it. So one was to provide a survey, because they were using a 1977 survey for the park. We wanted a new survey that would verify the 33,415 square feet that they claimed they were adding to the contiguous area of the park. That was a verification item. Another one, the second one was we wanted a color-coded parking plan that showed the designation of what was public parking, what was marina parking, what was used for both, and so on. So another major demand on the initial plan was they wanted up to 400 parking spaces. There are currently 280 parking spaces in the whole of the marina and the park, and they are seldom ever filled. I went back 10 years and looked at Google, and it's half empty, maybe at the usual times, even on the weekend. So that was our goal, was to reduce the parking so that they would have the adequate number of parking spaces they needed to operate the marina, and we would have public parking for the parkland itself. Our major goal was to enhance the park based on the current 2015 Downtown Waterfront Park Master Plan, which showed much more green space than we currently have now, pushing the parking all to the west side of Demon's Landing, opening up a vast green space area. So through the meetings and that we had with Safe Harbor, we came up with the concept to remove the circle that was the large circle at the eastern southeastern area of Demon's Landing, and that afforded a major green space addition. So they agreed to that, but that work had to be done by the city. So that brings us to the third criteria that we had to have, a condition that the city would, in fact, do the work that was shown on Concept D, and thereby, you know, completing the plan as they had presented it to us. Those three items were the major verification and conditions of our approval for this. And we were only approving the parkland portion, had nothing to do with the marina itself. And in fact, there is no approval by us or in our organization until those conditions are met. And that's going to be probably months from now, because they're rigorous. There's a lot of conditions, a lot of work to be done yet. And so our approval won't come really until those conditions are all met.
So where we stand now then is that those three items have been agreed to in principle, and now it's just a matter of actually doing the work to achieve those goals.
Yes, the latest plan that Safe Harbor came to us with, Concept D, was satisfactory to us, but approval would come, of course, when all the conditions were met for that complete satisfaction.
And have you had communications with the city with regard to their willingness to green over the where the circle is?
No, we have not. I've only had the word of Mr. Finch that the city was in agreement with it, and in our letter to him, we asked for written commitment from the city that work would be in fact done the way it was shown.
Well, given that I have a waterfront parks expert here, I'd be remiss if I didn't finish the interview and ask you, what's an undiscovered gem? What's a sort of best-kept secret that folks who live in St. Pete may be missing when it comes to our parks?
Well, I think one rediscovered little gem is the monument that is on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Bayshore, right at the entrance to the new pier. It has been covered up over the years. It has got a little dingy and was concealed somewhat by plantings. And the St. Petersburg Downtown Rotary Club took on a project in their 100th year celebration last year to refurbish that monument. So that's been done. We're dedicating that next Friday. It has an NFC code embedded in it. So you can touch your phone and get some information about W.L. Straub, William Straub, who really is the father of our waterfront parks. And he was also the founder of the Rotary Club here. So that was a nice tie-in. Another beautiful gem is our Pioneer Park. My great-grandfather is on the Pioneer Monument there. It's the park directly in front of Bayfront Tower on the east side. It is truly a gem. And the Pioneer Park Foundation, of which I'm a member, supports additional planting in that park. So it's truly a beautiful park. It's a wonderful place to stroll through. And the monument there depicts 600 of our pioneer individuals who really helped to make St. Petersburg start it off in a right way to be the great city that it is.
Wonderful. Thank you, Phil Graham. I appreciate you stopping by and keeping us up to date on all things parks.
Thank you, Joe.